Leviticus chapter 12. This is about uncleanness when a woman bears a child. Speak to the children of Israel. If a woman conceives and bears a male child, then she shall be unclean 7 days, as in the days of her monthly period she shall be unclean. In the 8th day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. Well, look at this from a practical point of view. When a woman gives birth, this is a traumatic and a very personal and intimate time for her. So, okay, she was to be unclean 7 days, which meant she would be sort of away from crowds of people. That is really what a woman needs after she gives birth. But then on the 8th day, the flesh of the little boy was to be circumcised. Well, I think God foresaw that the circumcision of the child would be kind of a ceremony that maybe the family would all like to come to and other people would be invited to, because it was what was commanded to Abraham and his seed. It was a sign that the little boy was part of the family of God. So God foresaw that that would be a time of celebration. And so he says the woman's to be unclean 7 days and then she'll be clean and can have visitors and mix with people and society openly. So when that's done on the 8th day, then do the circumcision. So I think that you see that God is so sensitive to the human condition about how a woman would feel after she gave birth, and the natural human desire to have a bit of a celebration at an event like a circumcision, when a child becomes part of, or is shown to be part of, the family of God. So the God who is so far away knows exactly our feelings here on earth. She shall continue in the blood of purification 33 days. She shall not touch any holy thing nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purifying are completed. If she bears a female child, she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her period. And she shall continue in the blood of purification 66 days. When the days of her purification are completed for a son or a daughter, she shall bring to the priest at the door of the tent of meeting a year-old lamb for a burnt offering and a young pigeon, or a turtle dove for a sin offering. And she shall offer it before Yahweh and make atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed. If she cannot afford a lamb, then she shall take 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, the one for a burnt offering and the other for a sin offering, and the priest shall make atonement for her, and she shall be clean. Now, this was what Mary, the mother of Jesus, did. But she brought turtle doves or pigeons, because, therefore, verse 8, she could not afford a lamb. You see then how the Lord Jesus was born into poverty. His mother, Mary, was really just a barefoot, nervous teenager living not in Jerusalem but out in the boonies, and it was her that God chose to be the mother of his dear son. You'd remember how they came to the hotel, or to the inn there in Bethlehem, and there was no room for them. Well, I imagine that's because they didn't have money to pay for a room. I'm sure if they had money in their pocket, they could have found somewhere in that town. But they didn't, and so they were told, you can just go into the stable. And the Son of God was born in a stable, in a manger. That's where animals eat their food out of. It would have been very smelly, the smell of animal poo and the noise of animals, etc. And she was far from home, without any women or family necessarily around her. And just Joseph there, that's the impression we get. All the pictures on Christmas cards of this ideal sort of stable with a halo of light around Mary and her looking so calm and the baby looking so calm. No, this is very, very wrong. This is not how it would have been. Childbirth is traumatic, especially for her giving birth to her first child. Far from home, in this dirt and poverty of that stable. And so you see how the Lord Jesus was not born to some wealthy girl in Jerusalem who lived in a fine house with everything available. It's quite natural for a father to want to provide everything so that his child is born in the best possible situation. Now, God was the father of the Lord Jesus, not Joseph. And he could have, of course, done it differently. But you see, if you like, the humility of God. This is why we're told that not many mighty, not many wealthy come to the gospel, because this is not the sort of thing that they particularly want. Some do. But Paul says to the Corinthians, you see your calling, brethren, how not many wealthy and mighty in this world have been called, but it's the humble. I mean, Jesus said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom. And that's why the majority of God's people down the years have been poor. So it's a poor man's religion, and that is what Christianity was mocked for in the first century by its critics, that this is a religion of children, women, and poor people and slaves. Yeah, that's about it. Because the more wealthy you are, the less humble you are as a rule. There are exceptions, and that's how it is. There are always exceptions. And you see that, I think, with Mary, that she couldn't offer the lamb, so she offered what she could. And you see the different levels that God offers people. A lamb, but if you can't afford that, to turtle doves or to young pigeons. Now, you can work out from within the Bible that turtle doves were only in Israel in the summer. I'm talking about the spring in the Song of Solomon, it says, the spring has come, the time of the turtle dove. The turtle doves are now in our land. So they were considered to be a bit more valuable than pigeons that were around all the time and could be caught quite easily. It would be quite wrong if you had a lamb and could afford it to say, nah, I'll just give God the minimum. I'll give him two young pigeons. Look, the law says so. I can get away with it. If you love God, you won't think like that. Instead, you'll think, huh, there's three levels here. Pigeons, then turtle doves, then a lamb. Well, I'll go for the maximum. The fact we can serve God on different levels, I think, is there to encourage us to go as far as we can for the maximum level.